You're listening to SBS News.
They are called the Dad Bod Dugongs, and they are the first all-male synchronised swimming team ever in Australia. The Brisbane-based group made its pool debut earlier this year, performing a routine as a demonstration at the National Synchronised Swimming Championships in Brisbane. The president of the Queensland chapter of Synchronised Swimming Australia and Dad Bod Dugongs founding member Paul Gardner says changing the stigma around a male presence in synchronised swimming is important.
If it starts with us in Australia, the Dad Bod Dugongs, you know, we've taken a step forward and we're showing people that, hey, you know, this can happen. It's got to start somewhere, but I think both ends, you know, at the lower age and having the likes of the Dad Bod Dugongs to promote it.
Mr. Gardner wants synchronised swimming recognised for its athleticism and what he deems a challenging sport opened up to both genders.
You know, when the Dad Bods actually got in and started doing the training and started doing some of the synchronised moves, it is very, very difficult, and I think that, you know, it should actually open up to men in a greater capacity.
The International Swimming Federation, known as FINA, governs top-tier competitive swimming. Mr. Gardner says he hopes in the future FINA will allow men into all categories of synchronised swimming competition, not just the mixed duets.
I'd actually like to see, you know, it open up to actually have men's team at FINA level.
Mr. Gardner is not the only man out in public championing the cause. Lifelong synchronised swimmer Bill May came out of a 10-year retirement when the opportunity to compete in the World Aquatic Championships arose. On July the 26th, 2015, he became the first man ever to win a synchronised swimming gold medal at a major event in the mixed duet. Dad Bod Dugong's teammate Eduardo Jordan says the stereotype of a typically feminine sport is worth breaking down.
As a community, have like a very in-deep arranged way of thinking that, you know, this sport is only for men, this sport is only for women, oh yeah, this can be both. And we're starting to open that. One of the main objectives of the Dugongs, actually, it was to break that stereotype that it doesn't matter what you want to do, as you know, just keep practicing and you'll be good at it, regardless of your gender. But I still, I believe that Dad Bods, it's a great opportunity for men to go and have someone to talk to and do some workout. I mean, it worked really well for me in that sense.
Mr. Jordan says he will be spending the Dad Bods off-season working on the precision of his skills.
Technically, probably the flips are my weakest skill, but I enjoy doing them, so I need to practice a little bit more now.
He and the Dad Bods are hoping to swim again in next year's national championships, preferably competing against another men's team.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.